Let's talk about your experience with cancer. When were you first diagnosed?
I was diagnosed in March of 18, probably about 2 years ago today.
And what was your reaction when you heard the news?
Well, disbelief, obviously, as most are, and then wanting to get as much information as quickly as I could and get started on the path to recovery as quickly as possible.
And what was the cancer? And then tell us your what you went through dealing with it.
Mine is called diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, germinal center type. You learn all these words very quickly. Better known as non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And I was able to do chemotherapy only. The enlarged lymph nodes and tumors that I had in my body were inoperable, meaning they were not able to be removed surgically. And also, since they were close to major vessels and organs, they were not able to be radiated. So I was chemotherapy only.
And how important is, family when you go through this?
Very much so. One of the things that I tell people is to draw your family and close friends closer. They will be there for you, and those are the people that you can depend upon.
We were talking off the air about stay away from the internet if you find out. It really, any medical condition, don't go to the internet, right?
Well, the surgeon who diagnosed me, what she said to me, and we had a 60-minute drive home from Peoria. She looked me square in the eye and said, do not go on the internet on the way home. I have a medical background because I'm a registered nurse, so that helped me, I feel, tremendously, kind of knowing what the steps were going to be. She didn't have to explain I needed a chemotherapy port. She didn't need to explain to me what that was and why I needed it and things like that. But I ask people, please stay off the internet. Unless you go to the good sites like the American Cancer Society, those are the types. But rather than that, find a physician and medical staff that you can trust and go to them with your questions. They are going to be available 24 hours a day, any good cancer center.
How important is the American Cancer Society?
It has been tremendous. They, like I said, you can go to them 24 hours a day. There's websites. There are phone numbers that you can call. And at any given time, there is somebody that's going to be able to answer your question.
And the Relay for Life, have you participated in teams in years past? Are you doing one this year?
I participated as a survivor last year. I am a retiree from OSF St. Mary Medical Center and Mary McGee. Recently asked me to join their team, so I am now on the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Relay Team.
All right, Jeanine Bryant, thanks for being with us today.